Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Renowned Bulgarian conductor Ruslan Raichev had a serious contribution to his country's music and culture. He was born in Italy on the 5th of May 1919. His career was predetermined because he was the son of world-famous tenor Peter Raichev. The artistic atmosphere surrounding his childhood also contributed a lot to his choice. World-famous conductors such as Arturo Toscanini and Sergei Prokofiev used to visit his father at their home. Thus, Ruslan Raichev started to attend piano lessons at the Giuseppe Verdi Music Conservatory in Milan. "I was never forced to play, because music always brought me a great pleasure," Ruslan Raichev used to say. In 1932, his family returned to Bulgaria and he continued to play the piano in the classes of Professor Panka Pelishek and Professor Andrei Stoyanov. Later, Ruslan Raichev graduated the Music Academy in Vienna, majoring in conductorship and piano. In an interview preserved in the B&R Golden Archives, Ruslan Raichev remembers his teacher, world-renowned conductor Carl Böhm. Carl Böhm headed the conductorship masterclass at the Vienna Conservatory, and when he accepted the proposal to become head conductor of the Vienna Opera, "I immediately joined him as a trainee," he says. "Our teamwork brought me joy and grief, because he was a very demanding teacher. I was lacking self-confidence each time he criticized me on my work. However, I owe him a lot. I had the chance to see some of the best European conductors at the Vienna Opera. I was close to the members of the Vienna Philharmonic Opera and participated at music shows conducted by Richard Strauss himself." Now let us listen to aria Manon from the Manon Lescaut Opera by Giacomo Puccini, performed by Anna Tomova-Sintova and the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra. Ruslan Raichev's debut as a conductor was held in 1944 at the Opera Theatre in Kaliningrad, Russia. Mr. Raichev returned to Bulgaria at the same time. For three consecutive years, from 1946 until 1948, he laid the foundations of the Varna Philharmonic Orchestra and the Music Theatre in Sofia. He was the co-founder of the Sofia Music Theatre together with Sasha Popov and Stefan Makedonsky. In the beginning of the 1950s, he departed to Plovdiv, where his long cooperation with the Plovdiv Philharmonic Orchestra began. Here is what Ruslan Raichev told Radio Bulgaria about this period of his career. My work in Plovdiv left a very deep mark in my career, said Ruslan Raichev. I departed to the city of the Seven Hills with the ambition of a young conductor who had gained significant experience in the past. I found at Plovdiv Symphonic Orchestra many polite and serious people with very high professional qualities who met my demands and expectations. We had many interesting achievements in our joint activity. We also made thousands of music premieres. Now let us listen to Overture of La Belle Helene, comic opera by Jacques Offenbach, performed by the Plovdiv Philharmonic Orchestra. 1954, the Plovdiv Opera, founded by Ruslan Raichev, opened doors for the first time. Mr. Raichev was also a director and head conductor of the Sofia Opera. In 1982, Ruslan Raichev became the first Bulgarian who received the Order of Chivalry in Art and Literature in France. Later, he was awarded the Stara Planina Order, awarded to citizens with particularly great merit to Bulgaria. Maestro Raichev died in 2006. And here is what else he said about his profession. The most difficult thing in our job is to make both your trainees and the audience understand your art. If conducting does not bring any pleasure to us, we cannot make the audience happy, said Ruslan Raichev. It is very important to have the right approach so people can understand you well. It is not easy to be a conductor because we work with people and everyone has a different character. When you grab the baton, you have to unite all of them and predispose them to do the right job and fulfill your requirements. Besides, the conductor has to possess a broad general knowledge and have a good ear for music. With regard to the opera conductor, I can say that he needs to be a good pianist too. And finally, let us listen to Horror Chain Dance from the Thracian Dances Symphonic Suite by Petko Stajnov, performed by the Vienna Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. You've heard Time Out for music dedicated to the 95th birth anniversary of renowned conductor Ruslan Raichev.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/english. Soon also available for mobile devices.